We're doing the Shota Ran, and the Ran had been discussing the strength of the Sanhedrin, the strength of rabbinic institutions, the source from the Torah in Parshat Shoftim, where the Torah both says, do not veer from what the high court teaches you or what the rabbis teach you, and the Torah also gives us a proactive commandment to listen to them. And the Ran had broken it down to our responsibility to listen to the rabbis and how they explain the Torah, and also their rabbinic institutions. And then the Ran had said that in this sense, Chacham is greater than a Navi, because the Navi, we only have to listen to him when he gets it right. When he gets it right, so then we listen to him. If he gets it wrong, we kill him. Right? We say, you're a liar. God never gets it wrong. You made a mistake in your prophecy, then death penalty to him. But a chacham, whether he gets it right or wrong, we're supposed to listen to him. There's a rule. You go with what the high court rules, you go with the halachic ruling, and that's your responsibility. And even if he got it wrong, at the end of the day, you're supposed to follow what he says. However, says the Ran, the next sugiya over there in the Talmud needs explanation. Over there, when the Talmud says Chacham Adif Minavi, the Talmud in Tractate Baba Basra, towards the end of the first chapter, page 12a, so the continuation of the Gemara is like this. Amar Abaye. Abaye said the following. Teida, you can see that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. How so? Da'amar gavra rabba milita, that a great sage will say something, umitamra mishmede gavra rabba achina kavate, after he tells you something that he figured out in learning, you find out suddenly that some other giant said that same thought. Now, according to the way I explained it, says the Ran, the two aren't connected. I argued, says the Ran, that the reason a Chacham is greater than a Navi is because the Navi has one job, to give you over what he heard. And if he tries to add things based on his understanding, then he's got a problem, because he has to tell the truth. He has to be careful to tell you what God said. However, a Chacham, his job is to give you his understanding. And his understanding, obviously, is supposed to stem from an honest appraisal, a tradition, a knowledge of the systems of the Torah, a recognition of his limitations. But at the end of the day, part of it is his understanding, and that's the way it's supposed to be. If that's so, says the Ran, then how come Abaye seems to say a different interpretation in the concept? Abaye says, I'll tell you how Chacham is greater than a Navi, because he will sometimes say something, and you'll later on hear that his thought was actually said by a great rabbi that preceded him. You continue in the Talmud, it says, it says maybe they were both created under the same constellation, so to speak. They both have a similar nature. That's how they came up with the same idea. And the truth is, says the Ran, that whole section of the Talmud needs a big explanation. So here's the explanation. When we try to say one thing is bigger than something else, so we don't say that about things that are greatly different. You don't say this building is bigger than an ant. You don't say that. You describe whether the Empire State Building and the Twin Towers, which one is taller, because they're close to one another. So you say, okay, the Empire State Building is taller than almost all the buildings in New York. The Twin Towers are even bigger. The Twin Towers are even bigger than the Empire State Building. But you don't say, well, the Empire State Building is bigger than the ant. You know what? The Empire State Building is even taller than your car. They're not close to one another. You don't compare them. When you compare things, you usually compare things that they're close to one another. So there's a point in comparing them. What about two things that are not similar even? You're not going to say this building is taller than an apple. It's just, they're not even comparable, right? You're not comparing two things of the same type. Then you don't compare the two. ולזה לא יאמר, זה האדם חזק המראה או יפה המראה, מזה הירוק. לפי שאם היותם נופלים תחת סוג המראה, אחרי שאינם מסכימים במין, לא ייתכן בהם היחס והפחות והיתר. You're not going to say, this person has, he is better looking, this person is better looking, or has a stronger color than this green person. You're going to compare two people who are good looking. You're not going to compare. You'll say, well, I'm telling you about both of them are about looks. I'm sorry, I read it Zeh Adam. That's wrong. So it's Zeh Adom. You're not going to say this red is stronger than this green. You're not going to say this red is more beautiful than this green. לפי שאם היותם נופלים תחת סוג המראה, even though technically you're describing two colors, but when you want to say it's stronger or weaker, you describe two reds. And you say this red is stronger than that red. You don't say this red is a much darker red than that green. It doesn't work. ולפיכך מכיוון שאמר המאמר חכם עדיף מנביא, so when we have a comparison, a Meimar tells us that a Chacham is greater than a prophet. Mitchayev lomar sheyesh b'chachamim koach nevui. So there has to be an element where they share a component. If there isn't a shared component, then you can't compare them. Ki im lo lo yikablu apachot v'ayeter. Otherwise, you can't say one is more than the other. What we would say in English, comparing apples and oranges. Even though each one has different strengths. That's like saying, this carpenter is much better than this electrician. You can compare two carpenters. You can't compare a carpenter and an electrician. Each one has their own area of work. You could say, I trust this carpenter and I don't trust this electrician. But you're not going to compare them. You're not going to say the carpenter is much better than the electrician. Yeah.
You said that he's more efficient? Or that
oh, so then you're going to take a specific aspect and you're going to say, in efficiency, this carpenter is better than this electrician. But when I'm comparing a carpenter and an electrician, overall, it's not going to work. I have to find an overlap between the two. So says the Ran, if I'm comparing a Chacham and a Navi, then it has to be that there's an overlap, that the Chacham and the Navi share certain components. כי אם לא לא יקבלו הפחות והיתר אף כי יהיו באחד מהם סגולות חשבות אינם זולתו לפיכך הוכיח אביי. So that's what אביי came to say. תדע דאמר גבר רבה מילתא ומתאמר משמי דגבר רבה אחינה קוותי. אביי said, תדע שיש בחכם כוח נבואי, that even in the חכם there is a certain element of prophetic ability. דאמר גבר רבה מילתא שאדם אחד יחדש דבר לא יחדשו ולא יעמיתו רבים חכמים כמו. Sometimes someone has an idea, they tell you the idea in learning and no one else had that idea. He tells you, I think this is a correct understanding in the learning. ותלמיד אחר חכם שהיה קודם אליו חידשו כמוהו. So all the rabbis listen to him, they say, that's an interesting idea, I wonder if that's right. And then suddenly they come up with something, they say, wow, hundreds of years ago someone said that, they discover that he actually got it right, someone else said it. ולא חידשו גם כן בזמנו זולתו. And then they try to find out, hey, in his day, did anyone else say it or only that rabbi? No, only he said it. And if it would only be a simple analysis that caused this chacham to figure it out, then why didn't any other of the sages say it? And the two of them came up with the same idea. That's not just a matter of logic. אבל מצטרף אליו כוח נבואי. So here we say, okay, there's an element of prophecy here. If none of the other rabbis came up with this, but this rabbi did, and then he discovers that hundreds of years ago there was also one rabbi who came up with this idea, so we say there's something going on here, and it's not just wisdom. כלומר, כוח שהוא למעלה מן השכל. We say there's a force here that's above logic. It's not only logic involved in causing these two to come up with this idea. ועל זה יקשה רבא ואמר, so over this רבא asks, מי קושה דין מטבע ובני אחד המזלנינו? רבא says, who said it's prophetic? Maybe it's because they both were born under the same zodiac. Perush, what it means is, דבידו שנפש מצד שוסך נבדל חל באדם, כדת רבותינו זל. It's known, says the Ran, that there is a concept called Sechel Nivdal. There's something, some people would call it angels. The Rambam speaks about this idea that there is something which is, we would call it maybe conceptual and not physical. Sechel Nivdal. There are, if you want to call it, concepts or spiritual beings that exist that are not physical at all. And our sages say that they affect specific people. We would call them maybe angels. Hishaveh beguf Reuven v'Shimon. On the one hand, when we speak about the human soul, so the human soul that I have and you have and he has, there's an element where they're all the same. Every human being has the gift of having something godly, something spiritual that's not physical, and they're all equal. That's what our sages taught us. In Ken, if we all have a soul that's a part of God, Madua yitchalfu kochotam, so then why are the souls seemingly unequal and they seem to have different strengths? You see people who can attain wisdom and people who just can't. Wait a second. We say every human being is godly. Every person has a soul. So why are they not all the same? Even in spiritual matters. There are one of two reasons why this is so, and this is where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week. So we're in the middle of a discussion of Chacham Adif Minavi, and the idea that there's something prophetic about how certain understandings of Torah come about, and the Ran is in the middle of explaining that, and he's going off into a slight tangent discussing why are human beings different in spiritual matters if we all have the same spiritual core. We all have a soul. Well, then why are we different even in spiritual matters? So he's in the middle of discussing that.